wants Americans to avoid gathering in groups of more than 10 people. That was announced yesterday by U.S. President Donald Trump. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has details.
The president in the White House briefing room also said people should not patronize bars or restaurants and not unnecessarily socialize.
As we combat the virus, each and every one of us has a critical role to play in stopping the spread and transmission of the virus.
As the president spoke, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 13%, its worst performance since the start of the coronavirus crisis. Asked about the plunge, Trump said markets will boom again once the pandemic passes. But he acknowledged in the meantime, the economy could go into a recession. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The main U.S. stock indexes opened higher today, a day after their biggest drop since 1987. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 298 points, or 1.5%, at the open. Moments ago, the Dow was up over 500 points. Deborah Birx, coordinator for the federal response to the virus, called on millennials to lead the charge on ABC's Good Morning America today.
Right now, we need the army of millennials out there doing everything that they can to protect themselves from getting infected, because we know a lot of their cases will be mild or asymptomatic, and making sure that they're doing every single precaution to protect their parents and grandparents.
But not all millennials were listening. With beaches on Florida's Gulf Coast near Tampa still open, at least one was full of spring breakers. Governor Ron DeSantis said he would leave beach restrictions up to individual communities. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Organizers of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics said Tuesday they would proceed with the torch relay on March 26 as planned, despite threats of